anatomy was quite well taught. We had a good lecturer.
Who is that?
Dr. King. He went to Bristol and he did very well there. He'd been constrained a bit in London, I think.
Why has he been constrained in London?
To do pure anatomy. As veterinary surgeons, we don't need pure anatomy, where you're learning the origin of a muscle and the insertion of a muscle and where its nerve comes from and how it gets there. You need to know, what does the muscle do? How does it act? Does it have an action on the flexion of a joint or the extension of a joint?
Why do you need to know that rather than the pure anatomy?
Because that's what affects how the animal moves, how it's reacting to things, what is involved, so that you are aware of which muscle, which blood vessels, which nerves actually are affecting that particular area. And if that area is injured, how are the ancillary systems going to cope? So that you've got an overall picture rather than just a pure thing that it's from A to B. And when you get things like round the fetlock, if one part gets damaged, what happens? You know, that is the important thing. You've got annular ligaments and they come over some of the tendons and the tendons are beginning to go into their end results. So they insert. Where do they insert? They insert on the pastern and down on the navicular bone and down on the pedal bone. It's important to know how the animal is moving, how you can knock it out with local anaesthetic and do a nerve block and what you've blocked out. So that you can say, right, well, you know, the pain is obviously between there and there. And it makes much more sense. And it's easier to remember because it's got a reason.
Why do you think he was constrained?
In London they wanted pure anatomy. You know, he was a young man, full of energy and get up and go and imagination. And these were old-timers who had been through the mill and they knew how things should be done. You know, we're going back to the 40s where people had done dissections, not necessarily working out the cause and effect. They had just done, this is what it is, diagrammatic. And Dr. King, I think, was one of the first, if not the first, anatomist who put function and use into anatomy and made it become alive and meaningful.